crashes to a stop. When I take that walk, better to thaw sometime, or just drink the wine and wait for the end.
I used to know you when we were young. You were in all my dreams. We sat together in period one, Fridays at 8:15. Now I see your face in the strangest places, movies and magazines. I saw you talking to Christopher Walken on my TV screen.
But I will wait for you as long as I need to.
And if you ever get back to Hackensack, I'll be here for you. I used to work in a record store. Now I work for my dad, scraping the paint off of hardwood floors. The hours are pretty bad. Sometimes I wonder where you are. Probably in LA. That seems to be where everybody else ends up days.
But I will wait for you as long as I need to.
And if you ever get back to Hackensack, I'll be here for you.
How's it going, everybody? It's, you know, that time again where I do the thing with the music and the words. Also, I have to say, you're listening to WMFO Freeform Radio. I am in the studio alone tonight. Muy triste. It's also going to be a very chill night, so if you're looking for energy, don't come here. So that was Hackensack by Fountains of Wayne. You probably know him for Stacey's Mom, even though I think that's a better song. And this next song is Mess by Noah Kahan, who I think anyone who knows me knows I'm fond of his music. So this is Mess.
If I could give this all back, I would be home in the morning. I'd wake up in a cold sweat, take a flight back to the city I was born in, and I would wipe myself clean of what I knew was unimportant. I'd want typical things. I'd try to fit back into all my old clothing, and I would prove myself wrong that all along the problem was me. With all my bitterness gone, happy I'd be. I'd move back home forever. I'd feed the dogs and I'd put on. Say shit's a mess.
off my dates, but I found the world boring. So I call my old friends, but they only ever ask me how Tor is. And there's still weight on my back, I just tried to ignore it. I guess the stage was my mask, I forgot the way I looked before I wore it. And I would prove myself wrong, at all along, the problem was me. With all my bitterness gone, happy I'll be.
So that was Mess by Noah Kahan, and the next song coming up is Blackbird by the Beatles. Another, you know, very acoustic, very relaxing song. Like I said, laid back night. No point in pushing on a Sunday night, right? So this is Blackbird by the Beatles.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the line of a dark black night. For this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
All right, so that was Blackbird by the Beatles, which, you know, really quick song. This next song is by Billy Joel. It's called Vienna. Interesting little fact about the song is he actually wrote it when he was visiting his estranged father, who moved to Vienna for whatever reason. And he saw like an old guy working, and he's like, all kids are rushing it, and we might as well just, you know, like, no point in pushing it because you still are alive when you're old. And for some reason, you know, we act like old people are just already dead. So, or at least that's what his take was. And so this is Vienna by Billy Joel.
For a juvenile, but then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid? Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it off before you burn it out. You got so much to do and only so many hours in a day. That you can get what you want, or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you're doing fine. You can't be everything you wanna be before your time. Although it's so romantic on the borderline tonight, tonight. Too bad, but it's the life you lead. You're so ahead of yourself that you forgot what you need. Though you could see when you're wrong, you know you can't always see when you're right, you're right. You got your passion, you got your pride, but don't you know that only fools are satisfied? Dream on, but don't imagine they'll all come true. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Take the phone off the hook and disappear for a while. It's alright, you can't afford to lose a day or two. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? And you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want, or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you don't you realize Vienna waits for you? When will you realize Vienna waits for you?
All right, all right, all right. So that was Vienna by Billy Joel. This next song coming up is by one of my personal favorite artists, Elton John, who actually has a movie coming out about him soon called Rocket Man. So I'm very much looking forward to that because, you know, he's great and his music's great, and I think it's going to be a great movie. It's actually made by the same people who did Bohemian Rhapsody, like same director and producers. So it should be really good because Bohemian Rhapsody was terrific. So anyways, this is Tiny Dancer by Elton John.
Pretty eyes.
she haunts. But oh, how it feels so real, lying here with no one near, only you. And you can hear me when I say softly, slowly. Hold me close, I'm time to dance. Count the headlights on the highway. Lay me down and she's so blind.
So that was Tiny Dancer by Elton John. And next up is Who Wants to Live Forever by Queen. I feel like I should also say hello to my 8 listeners, including some. I know there's a little ginger boy out there listening. So I don't know. Maybe my music will make him happy. Who knows? You never know. You know what they say. If you touch one soul, right? It's like in Schindler's List, right? A person who saves one soul saves the world entire, right? So if you make one person happy, then does that mean you made the whole world happy? Because it doesn't feel like that's how it works, but like it's a reassuring thought. Anyways, this is Who Wants to Live Forever by Queen, which they used really well in the movie that I just talked about before this break, about the Bohemian Rhapsody movie. They made it so sad with this song. My God, he's all like got AIDS and he's dying and stuff. And then, you know, they play this and it's like, wow, it was brutal. It was just very, very mean. Anyways, this is Who Wants to Live Forever by Queen.
decide for us. Want to live forever?
All right, so that was Who Wants to Live Forever, which, interestingly enough, was written for a movie called Highlander. Most people probably haven't seen it. I tried watching it once. It was awful. God-awful. Just so bad. Probably the worst thing I've ever watched. But it has a really good soundtrack because Queen wrote it. They really liked writing soundtracks for, like, B-rated movies, I guess, because they did that and they did Flash Gordon, which is not what I'm playing next. Actually, I am going to use Queen as a transition to kind of pick up the pace, because I might put myself to sleep if I keep it too slow, and I have work to do after I'm done here, so I should probably, you know, give myself a little kick in the butt. So anyways, this next song is Radio Gaga by Queen. I guess, you know, yeah, which actually is the namesake of Lady Gaga, fun fact. So this is Radio Gaga. We'll be right back.
Gaga. All we hear is Radio Gaga. Radio Goo Goo. Radio Gaga.
So that was Radio Gaga by Queen. And since I've been playing a lot of English artists specifically, well, actually just two, but I'm going to, well, I technically played three with the Beatles before. I forgot about them. But since I've just played Queen, Elton John, then Queen, I might as well just kind of reverse it and play Elton John again. So this is I'm Still Standing by Elton John. So there you go. Four songs by my two favorite artists in a row. Look at that. But this is I'm Still Standing, which, interestingly enough, he released, like, after his heyday, and then it became a hit. So I guess, you know, if you got it and you're a great artist, then every once in a while, even after you're out of your prime, you can still, you know, make a good song. So this is I'm Still Standing.
You just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing. Were meant to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. No, I'm still standing better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still I'm still standing.
All right, so that was I'm Still Standing by Elton John. Kind of got a little jazz and a little bit of edge to it, which is kind of surprising for him because I feel like everything else he ever made was much more mellow, except for Saturday Night's All Right for fighting. Anyways, we'll bring it back to the United States now because every song I feel like I've played for a while has been from England. So this is Dancing in the Dark by Bruce Springsteen, which is like my favorite song of his, and off of his Born in the USA album, which had a lot of his most famous songs. I feel like every song that everybody knows from him that's like very well known just came off of one album. It's kind of crazy. But it's a great album, except my grandma doesn't like it for some reason. She doesn't like that rock and roll. You know, can't help it. I guess some people do just not like it. It's just weird. Most popular music in America for 60 years. Don't know how you could go 60 years and not like it. But anyways, this is Dancing in the Dark by Bruce Springsteen. Alright, so that was Dancing in the Dark by Bruce Springsteen. Before I continue, I have to do my public service announcement because I have to do a service to the public and keep everybody safe, apparently. A lot of responsibility. So this is, why not cover your computer camera? Because I do not. If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Wow. Look at that. I taught you all something because this is educational radio. Although I don't feel very educational most of the time I'm in here, so it's kind of a paradoxical statement. This next song is by Leonard Skinner, but it's not their most famous song. It's not Sweet Home Alabama. It's actually one of my... I actually like this song as much as Sweet Home Alabama, maybe more. It's called What's Your Name by Leonard Skinner. So this is What's Your Name. So that was What's Your Name by Leonard Skinner. I was once told it's a weird song by someone because he's, you know, asking a little girl her name, but I don't think they meant it in that context. If they did, it would be weird, but I don't really think they did. But yeah, anyways, so that was that. This next song is Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses. So, you know, keeping with the same idea, classic rock, upbeat 70s, 80s. So this is Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses.
Where do we go now? Sweet child.
All right, so that was Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses, and that means that I have one more song for you tonight. So this is actually one of my friend's favorite artists. Actually, like, incredibly so. Like, their obsession is disturbing. Anyways, this is this is American Girl by Tom Petty and The Heartbreakers.